Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. So basically, we talk about The Bachelor, we talk about The Bachelorette, and we talk about Bachelor Pad when it's on. Right now, we are in the second episode of the season of The Bachelor that features Ben Flanjic, and this is episode number 2. And episode number 46 of our podcast. So we're going to be talking about episode number 2 of The Bachelor that aired the night of Monday, January 9th. And as a reminder to everybody out there that this is a spoiler-free show. And by that, I mean we don't talk about who eventually wins The Bachelor at the end. We don't want to ruin that for you, and we don't want that ruined for ourselves. So please don't send that in. We don't know. So, my name is Matt. I'm here with my co-host, Nicole. She and I watch every episode and dissect it here for you. So, Nicole.
Matt.
Yo.
What's up?
Not much, my friend. Not much. So, we're recording this on a Tuesday night.
We are. We had a bunch of phone calls that we picked a few from, which is exciting. Yeah. So, we'll play those in a little bit.
So the reason why we are delaying it, normally what we would do is we would record on a Monday night, but we wanted to give everybody a chance to send us in their feedback. So we're going to read a little bit and play some of these voicemails that we got. So pretty cool, right?
Yeah, excited.
So why don't you read us off our first email there?
Sure. This email is from Marilyn, and she is from New York. She says, "Hi, Nicole and Matt. Great job last week. Welcome back. Love your show. I think Ben is more in love with Sonoma than any of the women. How many times was he going to say Sonoma? I lost count after 20. And I also lost a lot of confidence in him when he gave the rose to Blakely. She is just a predator. What is a VIP cocktail waitress anyway?"
Marilyn, I don't think you want to know what a VIP actress, a VIP cocktail waitress is.
I agree with Marilyn that Ben is definitely in love with Sonoma. He's obsessed with his hometown.
He is. And, you know, it's pretty. It's nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous hometown. Very, very nice. I think that, you know, I enjoyed where I grew up as well, but he really enjoyed where he grew up. And he was obsessed.
It reminds him of his dad. Come on.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You guys, don't be so critical of him.
Yes, you're right.
I'm just kidding. So we have a couple voicemails here. Let's play this first one from Ryan.
Matt and Nicole, this is Ryan from New York. And just calling to say, love the podcast. I actually missed the show last night, so I'm looking forward to the podcast. You guys to break it down with all your hard-hitting analysis, and of course, the uh-oh moment of the week, Nicole's uh-oh moment of the week. So it's going to be an interesting season, and thanks for what you're doing. Bye.
Well, thank you for the feedback there, Ryan. We appreciate you calling in, even though you hadn't listened to watch the episode yet.
That was great.
That's a good dedication there. We appreciate you giving props for our hard-hitting analysis. Or like Wolf Blitzer or something. We go inside. Deep inside. So let's see. We have one more voicemail here, right? This is from Kristen.
Hi, Matt and Nicole. This is Kristen from New York, New York. My question for you is, after watching the show for so many seasons, why don't the Bachelorettes understand the way to the Bachelor's heart? For me, this is to just be themselves every single time during their one-on-one and not waste time talking about the other girls.
Good question,
good
Kristen.
Good question.
Well, first of all, everyone's from New York tonight.
I know. What's up with that?
Are they like all related or something?
Maybe.
Like... So what do you think about Kristen's question? What?
The girls who are on The Bachelor do need to understand that in order to win The Bachelor's heart, yes, you have to be yourself, and yes, you have to get along with the other girls. However, mm-hmm. Remember Vienna?
Yes,
and
I
Jake.
Do remember Vienna.
There was a time where Vienna wasn't so well liked by the other girls, and yet she was still chosen in the end by Jake.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. But was she talking about the other girls? That was Kristen's point. She True. Was wondering, you know, why are these girls obsessed with talking about the other girls? This is why. Because they want to see if he sees it. And if he sees it, then they think he's okay. But if he doesn't see it, then they don't want to be with him. True. So they bring it up as a test to test him to see if he's on the same page as them. And a lot of time, I mean, well, you know what? I had some personal opinion about what I think The Bachelor should do. Ben was kind of on the right track this week. But we'll talk about more of that as we go into our recap here. So let's begin our recap.
So Ben is bringing all the girls to Sonoma, his hometown date. They're doing a hometown date already on the second episode.
Yeah. And you know what, though? I don't have a problem with that.
Me either. I really liked it.
I think it makes sense to do it early on. And it's not like they're meeting his family or anything.
No, that he's just showing them where he's from. It's more realistic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So the first date card is Casey B.
Mm-hmm.
He said he picked her because he thinks she's genuine. And I really like her a lot. I really like her.
I'm in favor of Casey B. Definitely. So they have this little cute little piano duet.
Yeah, in some piano hotel lesson. Lobby. And they're running into random friends on the street.
Bachelor fans.
Yep.
Basically, probably.
Casey B grabs a baton from the store. She's good at twirling the baton. I thought that was cute.
Did you ever twirl a baton?
No, I haven't.
No, you weren't one of those?
No.
No, me neither. Me neither.
Oh, okay. Ben takes a stab at it. He's not that great. At dinner, Casey says they have a natural chemistry. They do seem very comfortable together.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he was really opening up about his dad, and they're talking about that, and he sounded like he learned a lot from his dad.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
And their relationship.
Ben says the show, The Bachelorette, that he was on before with Ashley, worked. Mm-hmm. He said, and I quote, worked for him before.
Didn't really work for him.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that.
Well, you know, he got far. He got far. Maybe that's what he's referring to. But
I think it helped him open up, and maybe that's what he's referring to, too.
So meanwhile, back at the house, a date card arrives, and of course,
with a million girls' names on it.
Right.
Brittany, Rachel, Jennifer, Blakely, Emily, Jenna, Sean, Monica, Samantha, Jamie, Nikki, Jacqueline.
Wow. Good job. And you know, you guys, you don't know this, but Nicole doesn't even write those down. She just memorizes them. It's amazing. I'd love to know how you do it.
So back to Casey and Ben, their date. He gives her the rose, and then they go to this theater.
What a beautiful theater
that
was. Oh,
it was gorgeous. Was.
In beautiful downtown Sonoma. Sonoma, everybody.
Exactly.
The Sonoma Theater. So what about the Sonoma Theater? What happened in there?
There's some pictures and videos of Casey when she's growing up, which is really cute. She was surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
And then some pics and videos of Ben.
So did she just get this one-on-one date because her family had a nice archive of back material to hand to the show? I feel like if it was your family, I've seen a lot of your home videos. I think you would have been picked for this date. But I don't know if they would like the one where you and your sister are putting on a play for Easter.
Yeah, maybe not. So Ben looks exactly the same as when he was a baby.
He really does.
His face
is the same face.
So it was sad seeing videos of Ben with his dad. He got very emotional.
Yeah. I got a little misty there.
Yeah, felt bad for him. But they are Ben and Casey share a lot of kisses together. They seem to really be getting along.
Yeah.
I really, really like her. She seemed very normal.
Mm-hmm.
And their date seemed very normal. I mean, other than going to this theater all by themselves and watching these videos and pictures. Just walking around the town, going out to dinner, very comfortable together, very normal.
Sure.
So
then we go into the group date, right?
Yeah, I really don't like group dates. They're very unrealistic.
They're hard to pull off. I mean, back in the day, they used to be, I sound so old, but back in the earlier seasons of The Bachelor, when they would have group dates, it was just basically them, like, you know, having a dinner and then hanging out at a bar, or, you know, going in the pool. So it seems like they're trying to come up with ideas for things for them to do, and they do a play or they shoot like a fake movie or something.
But it's just very unrealistic. Nobody goes on group. No. One guy is going to be going on a date with
what do you do
eight
then?
Other girls.
Because there's so many girls. Like, how do you?
I think it's better off if him having 20 minutes with each girl, rather than
they
chatting
do,
it up.
They should do a speed dating.
Yeah, a group date is it's a waste of time. But anyway, so guess what? The playwrights that they're going to be working with, they're kids.
Oh, what?
And they're going to be the judges.
Right.
So all the kids are telling all the girls like how to act.
Right.
And Jennifer, you
act
need to act
like a
weasel.
Or a weasel.
A pig.
Act like a bachelor.
Right.
Then do a sexy dance. So I was nervous that, like, who was it?
Nikki.
Nikki was going to do some sort of, like, I was like, uh-oh. But she did a funny dance.
She did the sprinkler.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. What was with Blakely's outfit while she was on stage auditioning for these children?
Oh, dear.
Now, okay, in her defense, she didn't know there was going to be kids there. But really? What was with that outfit?
It's a little too much.
Odd.
And none of the other girls really liked it very much, and they started giving her nicknames, which I thought was kind of funny. But
exactly. So, Courtney...
Flashback
to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And now Courtney, the model, says she wants Lindsay to go home. And the only reason why she got the first impression was is because she came up on a horse. And Courtney's just mean.
She's kind of a mean girl.
She's just flat out mean.
She's the mean girl this season.
She is. And then Erica says there's something a bit off about Courtney. And I agree. There's something a bit off about her. And I think there's more than just the fact that she's mean.
Yeah.
There's something off.
We'll talk more about her in a couple minutes here.
So then we flash back to the date.
Mm-hmm.
And now the girls are all in costumes and they're going to perform this play in front of an audience.
I wonder what the parents of those kids are thinking. Were they all like in favor of their kids being on this show where there's all sorts of crazy stuff happening and people are making out and... I guess not. I mean,
maybe not. But they're probably.
If I had a kid that was, you know, the teacher called me one night and was like, "Hey, we're gonna put your little daughter in a on The Bachelor," I'd be like, "Well, not as a contestant, right? Because she's six
right.
years old." And they'd say, "Yeah," and I'd say, "Fine," and I'd be excited.
Right.
But I host the podcast.
I think these kids were from an agent. An agency, a talent agency.
Mm.
They're not just normal, run-of-the-mill kids.
Pretty outgoing.
Yeah.
Good call.
They're all like actors. They want to be on TV.
Oh, Nicole, with the insightful... See, this is the hard-hitting stuff that Ryan from New York is looking for.
This is. So they're performing in front of an audience. Again, not a real life or very realistic first date. But I do have to say, Ben... was a lot of fun on stage.
Very, very funny.
He got into it.
Making lots of jokes. His
line
delivery was great. The only thing that I didn't like was when he took off his shirt and then it was like he's Spartacus.
Yeah, he was like stripping on stage. It was a little, it's like, okay, Ben, keep it PG.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if he had any acting experience because he seemed very natural up on stage.
Hmm.
I don't know if you noticed this, but Nikki, this girl Nikki was in like every single interview possible on last night's episode. They were interviewing her constantly over and over.
So
and
what
over
was
again.
It? What were her comments especially funny or?
I don't know. You know what? I think she was probably just one of the most normal people there.
Yeah. And you know, she brings the viewer in with the normal perspective on stuff. Some comments on some of the performances. Jennifer gets props for doing the weasel pretty well.
She does.
So good job for her. In fact, afterwards, when they're all hanging around by the pool, everyone kind of gives her her just desserts there and says, good job. But when they're hanging out afterwards, basically kind of comes out that everybody hates Blakely.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's kind of like down on her. Big
time. Right. Another thing that I didn't notice till this episode came out was that Ben is 28 and Blakely's 34. She's a good 6 years older than him.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was so much older. So one of the girls calls her a cougar, you know, behind her back.
Which, by the way, what's the official ruling on the cougar age?
I don't know.
Would you say 40 plus?
Well,
45?
I think it's the difference between in age.
Oh, it's the span between the guy and the woman. So
it could be a 7-year-old woman and a 40-year-old man. So Ben says that Blakely seems, quote unquote, super grounded.
Yeah, I actually wrote that quote down
as
well.
What? Ben.
You know what it is?
I think he meant
confident. And I think he's confusing confidence with being grounded.
Well,
I
hope so.
She should be grounded.
Well, she told him that she was, and I quote, blessed in certain places.
Yeah, I wrote that down too.
What? Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Seriously?
Really, Blakely?
Wow.
Now, in my opinion, I really don't think she's going to be around much longer.
I agree. I don't think she's going to be long for this world.
I think she's gone soon.
But you know who doesn't like her is Samantha.
Yeah, so Samantha kind of disappeared.
And so the girls are trying to find her, and lo and behold, she's holed up in the bathroom crying and kind of saying that Blakely's too sexual and this and that, which I agree.
Do you think she had a little too much to drink, Samantha?
Samantha, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Anytime you see someone doing like something weird or hiding or crying in a corner, you can pretty much bet that they've had too much to drink.
So we flash back to the house where the girls are that aren't on the group date, and Courtney gets the card for the one-on-one date.
Yeah.
And Casey B, she's the one who went on the first date with him.
Who we like.
Reads the date card out loud, and Courtney asks Casey B, how did that taste coming out of your mouth?
What a weird...
She's really messed up.
Strange thing to say.
She bothers me way more than Blakely does.
You know...
She really does. She really bothers me way more.
I want her to leave this show. I've got a great guy that I want to set her up with. His name is... I don't know. You may have never heard his name before, but it's Bentley. I think Bentley would be a great choice for Courtney. What do you think?
I agree.
Let's set them up. Let's set them up. Maybe next season on Bachelor Pad.
Team up. Oh, they're still getting together on Bachelor Pad. That's it. It's already done.
Oh, man. That'd be awesome.
We've already called it.
Oh, man. Oh, I want to see that happen.
So back to the group date. Jennifer gets one-on-one time. They kiss. I like Jennifer. I think she seems sweet and normal, but...
I don't see chemistry.
I don't see chemistry either.
Really? We are on the same page,
yeah.
Then, Nicole.
I don't see it.
I mean, she did a good shot, but it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Jacqueline seems funny. She says, Blakely is super fakely. And who gets the rose?
But good old Blakely. And he says that Blakely's coming out of her shell. Now, is he being serious or is that, you know, is he being facetious?
I think he's being serious. He's silly.
And Jacqueline says that Blakely is quick and easy, and I mean that literally.
She does say that.
She was saying that she was going the easy route to get to Ben. And it worked.
So now we have Courtney on the one-on-one date. Now, let me say this. When she's with Ben on this date, she really seems like the perfect girl.
Yeah, okay. This is my point. If you just saw that side of her, if you just saw her on this date, you saw her
with Ben. You think she was great.
You think that, like, she, oh my gosh, this girl's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's sweet. She's nice. You know, down to earth. Like, you'd be like, oh, totally, go for it. But, gosh, back at the house or whatever, she's terrible. That's amazing to me.
She's really mean.
Yeah.
So we meet Ben's dog, Scotch.
That's a nice name for a dog, I thought.
Yeah. Cute. Now, I liked this date because it was very normal. Let's just go for a walk in the woods,
yeah.
Have a picnic.
The redwoods.
Yeah, I really liked it. My favorite part of the whole episode is when Scotch is howling in the woods. That was really fun. Ben thinks that Courtney is too good to be true and she's exceeding his expectations.
But she's just telling him what he wants to hear.
She's so playing him.
Yeah.
She's saying, you know, I have a hard time trusting people and trusting guys. And
she's like, you know, I'm sorry if I'm going to be a little closed off at first. And that's exactly what he wants to hear because
yeah.
She's playing a little bit hard to get. And she's super cute. And he's like, I'm going to go after this girl.
Exactly. She talks about her past relationships and how one time she, quote unquote, found underwear in the bed.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely playing hard to get. So I think she's going to go very far in this show.
I agree.
I think she's going to be at least top five.
The only thing I was thinking was if she was if she was the source for a lot of drama, then maybe that would have held her back. But I think Blakely is taking a lot of heat right now.
You're right.
So it's going to distract from her scuzzness, if you will.
You're right.
And Ben's not going to pick up on it until it's too late.
You're right.
And so we go into the rose ceremony. And I was thinking, okay, I've seen enough seasons of The Bachelor to think, okay, what's going to happen here? Which girl that already has a rose is going to steal him?
Right, exactly.
It happens every single time.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be Casey, right. Casey B. She wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been Courtney or Blakely.
And
it was Blakely. So Samantha has her alone time, and Blakely interrupts. She's the one who has a rose, which is ridiculous. And I don't think Blakely's sticking around for long. I think she'll be around maybe next week, but after that, I think Ben's hopefully going to see her true colors. Monica starts bad-mouthing Blakely. I thought Monica was obsessed with her. I thought they were going to be friends forever.
Right. Yeah, special friends.
So Jenna gets some alone time.
Jenna the blogger.
What?
From New York. I wonder if she knows Kristen, Ryan, and Marilyn.
Yeah. She says that to Ben, I feel like I'm a guy in how I act. She's so awkward.
Yeah, that's attractive.
She says, and I quote, I'm not like a girl, if that makes sense. What?
This is the deal. She is, you know, a little more closed off emotionally. So she, as Patty Stenger from Millionaire Matchmaker would say, she's putting out that male energy, which for guys isn't really a turn on. That's not cool. So she's a little more closed off with her emotions like a guy would be, and that's what she means. She's not as
open. Don't tell him that.
But no, don't tell him that.
Right.
Don't tell him that.
She comes off very feminine. You don't need to say that. So he was done with her, I think, at that point. I think he was willing to give her a chance, but as soon as she said stuff like that, he was done. So, here's my uh-oh moment. Blakely crying in the corner.
Oh. So basically everyone gives her the cold shoulder.
So dumb.
And she is all upset. So throughout the whole episode, we've seen her complain about girls not liking her. We've seen, you know, when she got out of the pool and she's going to go talk to them, they all ran away. And
she says she doesn't care now, but now she does.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
But I don't think she was crying in the corner to get Ben's attention.
I think she just doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
So Ben goes to find her. Then he finds Jenna crying in a bed.
Well, this is what I was going to say before. Before he found Blakely, I was typing out my notes. You know what? The Bachelor needs to confront drama head on. As soon as he finds out there's tension in the air, I think he needs to, it's his duty to hunt it out and to say, okay, wait, be the peacekeeper, be the problem solver, and say, all right, who's having problems with who? I want to know what's going on. And in doing so, he's going to find out, A, who the wackos are, and B, he's going to find out who the sane girls are, because the sane girls are going to be like, this guy's so good. Oh, thank God he knows what he's doing. And they're going to appreciate it. And the girls that have issues with the drama are going to, it's going to be, he's going to be able to talk with them about it. And it's going to be able to start a nice foundation for friendship.
You're right.
And that will lead to romance as the weeks go by.
You're right.
So that's my opinion. And he was on the right start. He found Blakely, then he found Jenna and whoever else. And I thought it was a step in the right direction.
So then we have the rose ceremony. We finally see Chris Harrison. I don't know where he'd been.
Yeah, this whole episode. Maybe he was prepping for Miss America.
Maybe.
Which he's hosting this Saturday night, everybody.
Maybe he's making an appointment for a haircut. So we have the roses. We have the first rose goes to Jennifer, which I'm glad she got the first rose because she seems very sweet. I don't think she's for the long haul, but I think she's very sweet. Number two, Emily. Number three, Elise. Then Jacqueline, Erica, Rachel, Lindsay. She was the first impression rose girl who came on the horse. Nikki, she's the girl that the producers are obsessed with her interviews. Casey S, Samantha. Then Monica. I don't remember us ever seeing Ben even talking with her once. The show hasn't shown us that. Then Jamie, then Brittany. So Jenna and Sean did not receive roses. They were sent home. I felt bad for Jenna. She comes off a little odd.
you know, she's a guy, so, you know, maybe she shouldn't have been on the show in the first place.
What did you read about Jenna?
Yeah, this was interesting. I read this, I think, on Chris Harrison's blog, and he said, by the way, everybody, we thought Jenna was going to be a front runner.
Wow.
Meaning the production, the crew that worked on the show. They thought she was going to go far. I could see that, like, in her interviews, she's very, like, straightforward and good head on her shoulders, and she's cute. So I could see why, you know, they might think that. But
as soon as she talks to Ben, she can't speak.
She, like, crumbles exactly. Into a little ball.
Well, next week's episode looks very, very interesting. And we have, I think, an ex-girlfriend that comes in.
That is going to be very interesting.
I know. I'm excited. So, again, we want to thank you for listening to the Bachelor Podcast. Please feel free to write us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter with username Bachelor Podcast. You can find us on Facebook under The Bachelor Podcast, or you can call us.
Yes.
Our number is area code 631-223-8435. You can leave us a voicemail on that number. Again, it's 631-223-8435. Feel free to leave us a voicemail. We heard from some of our West Coast friends. They're also very excited that we're recording a day later. And we would love for you to call in and leave us a voicemail. We'd love to play your voicemail on our show.
I would love for us to come up with, like, a song that we can sing. I used to listen to this podcast where they would, like, talk, you know, like, they'd mention their phone number and they'd say, like, 631-223-8435. Like, can we come
something
up with,
like
some song?
Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
Maybe people could call in and sing the number.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe it wouldn't.
Well, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you guys later. Adios.